9B, mobile, monitoring.
4 CBA mobile, good afternoon, my name is David.
Leon, are you playing tennis today?
I have, and it's a Dacusville to pick up an exercise bike from my oldest daughter.
Like fun. Hope it's not too heavy.
It doesn't look like it is, and you know, she doesn't need much because she's got a hurt ankle, but she just wants to get, you know, in fact she has a broken bone in her ankle, so but evidently it's just cracked, it's not broken all the way through.
That can be a little bit harder than what you think. A little bit more painful. Depends on what you're putting on it.
We'll see. It's only $20, so I can't imagine it being much. But you know, that's, she just wants to be able to do some kind of exercise. And
in 1 mile, take a slight right turn on Tabard Road.
Sorry, my navigation system's talking to me here. But anyway, so, but, you know, it's only $20, so what, you know, it's not a big deal.
My neighbor had one of those fancy ones, adjustable resistance and all that fancy stuff, and that thing weighed a ton, though. But it was fancy. But, yeah, I don't do that kind of stuff, and don't feel bad. My GPS in the truck talks to me, too. This truck here, I keep it muted. I don't want to hear it here.
Hey, talk to me again because I got a turn coming up. So what are you doing today?
Right down to Anderson on my normal route. Drive the tractor trailer down to Anderson and then back over to the Donaldson Center, then back over a mile and a half away, then back over to the Donaldson Center and back to the office, and then went over to another location. Dropped the trailer and went back to the office, bobtail. Done for the day, heading home. Going up the mountain.
Waiting for her to finish. KP4 CBA. Tractor trailer. That's always been something that I would like to be able to do, is just drive one of those, but I'm not sure I'd want the responsibility of doing that as a job.
All I haul is no-touch freight, so I'm just driving and backing up to docks and opening doors and closing doors. But, you know, as long as you take it slow and do your pre-trip inspections and post-trip inspections and pay attention to what you're doing, it's a lot of fun. I like it. It's relaxing. Yesterday I went to Newberry, that new Samsung plant they got out there. Picked up a load of washer machines and brought them back up here. And it's just, you get on the highway like that and just drive. Beautiful scenery. Watch the people stay in the right lane and do the speed limit.
A rhythm going there, and it doesn't sound like this is your first rodeo. Oh, man.
At the light.
Wow, I just found a new cut through the Forest Bridge Road. I didn't know existed. Isn't that interesting?
NC9V for ID. But, yeah, I didn't know 290 was come out there by 26. I was like, I took that route yesterday. You know, first time I went down, I went 85 to 26. And coming back, I took 26 to little dog leg there. They got on 290 and a nice little ride back. I like that.
I don't know if I've been on that part of 290 or not. So 290 intersects 85.
gets real close to 85, you have to make a dog leg, quick left, and go one block, then it's a right, you get back on the interstate. So, yeah, but I'm sure I probably crosses maybe under it, but where I came off at 221. I think you take 221 to 26 from 290. That's a nice little ride. Come back there, you know, it's, I get a little leery when I'm driving the tractor trailer about taking new routes because, you know, you don't want to get jammed up in some side streets, which, you know, tractor trailers have a tendency to do.
My sister lives up in Maggie Valley, and she lives right near the golf course, one of the golf courses, not the first one you come to on the left, but there's another one on your right. You probably, let's see, yeah, you probably wouldn't even see it from the main road, but once you take this road, it has a real sharp turn. It's more than 90 degrees. I'd say it's, I don't know, 115 degrees, something like that. And so this tractor trailer, his GPS is telling him to turn. So he did. And he starts going up, and the road just gets real narrow. It gets twisty, turny. And he tried to make a turn where it told him to turn, and he got stuck. And he could not move that truck. They had to get a couple of wreckers up there, and I don't know, maybe three, and get him out of that mess because he couldn't go anywhere.
That happened. Actually, you know, you're supposed to plan your ride out before you even leave. And I always do a good thorough look over the route, make sure I'm not getting on any side streets or anything. But we use a trucking app. It's called Trucker Path. And it supposedly takes you on the truck routes, keeps you off the side streets. But, you know, you can't rely on any kind of technology like that. It's really the, you're responsible. You need to look at the route. That's what I feel about it. But, yeah, I've seen that. And, we had a driver go up to Asheville on the routes I took to last week, and went up to Asheville. And it was a trick getting that one, I'm telling you. But I had to actually back in off of 1923 to get up that road because I tried getting in, you know, initially the first approach, and it wasn't going to happen. So I just went past it. And you go out there in the mountains, there's not a lot of places to turn around a tractor trailer once you pass where you're supposed to go. So I finally got to a Dollar General, and you ever try to turn a tractor trailer around a Dollar General? Trick. I got it turned around. Come back down, got on the wrong side of the road, tried to turn in there, and the tandems were going straight for the ditch. So I had to back out of that. Pull up on the wrong side of the road and back it in that street because there's a dead-end street. Oh, what a mess. The funny thing was, the next day, one of the guys at the office says, so how was Dollar General? Took me on the GPS, pull up at the Dollar General, said, what is he doing there? And they figured out I was turning around.
I had a buddy of mine used to drive for local company here in Greenville. They just had a few motorhome businesses. Motorhome, I think is what I was trying to say. But anyway, big buses, you know, should seat about 55 people. And he made a U-turn, one of those. He said, North Carolina. And I just thought that was hilarious.
My phone call coming in, Dave. Let me grab it. I'll be back shortly. NC9V.
Before CPA.